Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious Father, we do thank you, and we do bless you, we do praise you for another day. We thank you for sitting high and looking low. We thank you for being in control of every situation. Father God, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and our families and our destiny this day. Father God, as we come to you this morning, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everywhere that we have come short of your praise, of your glory, and of your honor. Father God, we say thank you for anointing us and commanding us to rise and to shine this morning, to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, and to give your name all of the honor. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. And now we give the day back over to you, Father, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Father God, as we come this morning, we want to pray for the devastation going on around the world. Father God, in Puerto Rico, we want to pray for the devastation in Mexico. We want to pray for the devastation in Russia, Father God, and Ukraine. Oh, Father God, we want to pray for the devastation in the United States of America and all around the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we put these situations before you. Father God, we know that some things must come to pass. Father God, because you said it's the beginning of sorrows. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. But yet that does not negate our obligation to pray. And so, Father God, here we are. And so, Father, we thank you also for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry and every work and every ministry, every church, every person doing your business, Father, handling your business. Oh, and doing the work and the will of the Lord. We lift them up this morning that you can remember them. Father, we pray for those, Father God, who do not know you and the pardoning of their sins, Father, that they would have the will to be saved, Father God, as soon like today in Jesus' name. Thank you for our service today. Thank you for the word coming forth. Thank you for the woman of God, Father God, bringing forth the word. Thank you that your word will never return into your void. And thank you, Father God, that your word will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so we bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strengthening us, Father God. Thank you for helping us to help ourselves, Father God, if with your generous, a bountiful word, Father God, and your will and your grace and your mercies and your glory. And Father, we immerse ourselves in you and so happy for the opportunity to do so. For it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. So now, Father, have your way. You're the potter. We're the clay. Anoint our ears to hear the word today, Father. And thank you for the sweet fellowship in Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. We said it every day this week. Because why did we say it every day this week? Because we've been here every day this week. We said it every day this year. We said it every day for the last 11 years plus. Good morning. And guess what? We're going to say it tomorrow and the next day too, Lord's willing. Amen. And welcome back. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If this is your first time with us, amen. We are really, really grateful that you are here. Amen. And we pray that you just have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. You are welcome. Amen. Kick your shoes off. Amen. Hallelujah. And let your hair hang low. Amen. And open your heart to hear what thus saith the Lord on this morning. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. All right, we pray that everybody's excited. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you, God is so good. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our praise party on last night. We are just so grateful for every opportunity the Lord gives us, every service the Lord gives us, amen, every opportunity to serve, to come together, two or three touching and agreeing, two or three rejoicing. It is just so beautiful. Amen. So we just want to thank God for it. And here we are this morning. Right? Glory be to ready again. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The same way our physical body want to eat every day, all night. Well, guess what? We're the same way in the spirit. Amen. We just want to eat. Glory be to God. Why? Because it's so good. The food is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God that God spoils us. He says, as much as you want to eat, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. Because he has more than enough and more than enough to go around. And so we bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. We've been walking through the men of the Bible. Amen. Oh, wow. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey this week, haven't it? Glory be to God. Oh, my God. I'm just reflecting on all the good word that came forth so far this week. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Starting with our little newlywed, amen, Sister Tior, amen, who opened us up, amen, hallelujah, on Monday, amen, talking about Joseph, amen, and our Minister Norwood coming back on Tuesday, amen, talking about, amen, Titus, and then on Wednesday, amen, God gave us, amen, hallelujah, I think it was Obadiah, amen, that was in the, that God just threw that one in there. It was supposed to have been a reading, but it was show enough word, amen, on Obadiah, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Now, sister, that was with the Dr. Lauren, amen, and then our sister Joannis came, amen, the next day, talking about Zacharias, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Minister Shannon came forth yesterday talking about Uriah. My God, my God, my God. We want to thank God. Oh, my God, beloved. And when we meditate, when we take notes, amen, and hallelujah, go back and listen to the replay. Every time we do that, we're eating. We're feeding our spirits. We're allowing God to give us revelation and open the eyes of our understanding. And so we are positioning ourselves, amen, for advancement, promotion, and increase of our territory. Amen, God, because the word is the only thing that can take you there. Amen. Meditation on the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Applying the word is the only thing that's going to take you there. Amen. So we bless God. So now today, amen, we have John the Baptist. Well, we found out that Zacharias was John the Baptist's father. So we done learned a little bit about daddy. Amen. So here we come now, amen, with John the Baptist. Amen. So, amen, we just want to see how the Lord wants to, you know, add that in. Everybody's coming with their own flavor. Amen. Their own way of presenting it. Amen. Glory be to God. It's just been just wonderful. Amen. And so this morning, amen, coming to us, she is not a stranger with this ministry, but she is definitely, amen, a faithful one, amen, really, amen, one of the pioneers of this ministry, amen. She was with us from day one when this ministry was birthed, amen. Glory be to God, beloved. Hallelujah. In that motel room, y'all know the story, amen. Hallelujah. That first day that this we kicked off, we at that time we had a different name. I think that we was Life in the Word was the name of our ministry at that time, Life in the Word. But amen, the Holy Spirit led us to, amen, change it, amen, because there's I don't know what reason. I know there's a couple other Life in the Words, but I don't know. All I know is he led us to change it. And so, but she was there. She was there, and she's been there. Amen. Ever since, from day one. Amen. So we want to thank God for her. She is indeed an evangelist. Amen. She is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. She is a bold witness. Amen. Glory be to God. She loves the Lord. She loves God's people. She is anointed to preach, to teach. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, she'll lead you to Christ quick. She'll lead you to Christ quick. I've been out with this lady. Amen. I turned around. We didn't look at something to her. She was over there. Amen. She just walked up to you and asked you if you want to be saved. She ain't got no time for no whole bunch of conversation. Do you want to be saved? And you know what? Many people have said yes. And many people have said yes. So we thank God for her style and how the Holy Spirit leads her. Amen. She is my sister. Amen. Glory be to God. My natural sister, my spiritual sister. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a mother. Amen. She is a grandmother. Amen. She is a child of God, and she loves the Lord, and she loves God's word. Coming to us this morning, none other than our evangelist, Nancy. Amen. Glory be to God that we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, evangelist Nancy. Amen. Are you there?
Oh, yes. I'm here.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm here.
Thank
good
you,
morning.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. Thank you for being here. Amen. And good to hear your voice. And the floor
to
is
God
absolutely
be the glory.
Yours.
Good to hear your voice, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. The floor is yours, sis.
Amen. Love you, sis. Love ya. In Jesus' name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, please forgive me for my sins, God, because we can sin so quickly, so fast, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for forgiving me. Use me for your glory, your honor, and for your praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Thank you for Pastor Dr. Alfreda and so many others, God, grant her heart desires according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah, that she'll want for nothing, in the name of Jesus and so many others. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for waking me up. My angel woke me up early, in the name of Jesus, God. Use me today, God, for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Good morning to each and everyone. As Pastor Dr. Alfreda Sam, Evangelist Nancy, calling from the Philadelphia area. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. I thank God for each and every one of y'all. You know, this is an interesting, John the Baptist was an interesting guy. Yes, God, I'm not going to justify myself. I'm just going to open my mouth and just start reading the word in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. When I think about John the Baptist, he was a radical person in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And I mean radical. He was already anointed by God. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost when he was coming out of his mama womb, because God was using him for such a time as this. Do you believe that when he came out of his mama womb, he was born with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Jesus, because God knew the task in which he had to go forth in the name of Jesus to prepare the way for his son, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. And I'm going to be reading, Matthew, the third chapter. I'm just going to be skipping here, there, and there in the name of Jesus. Saint Matthew, the third chapter, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And said, and these days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Could you imagine being in the wilderness? Every time I think about that, and I was thinking about this and looking over that, I didn't really have a note. I'm just going to go as the Lord leads me in the name of Jesus, because we really are the note. We got the word of God already hidden in our hearts in the name of Jesus. But could you imagine being in the wilderness? I think about the wilderness being secluded. I think about the wilderness being like a desert in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. A place that some of us would say, I'm not going out there in no wilderness. You gotta be kidding. No Kimono, no corner store. my God, in the name of Jesus. But Jesus led, God led John the Baptist in the wilderness. But guess what? John the Baptist didn't need anything. He didn't need anything. He had the water already there. He was eating locusts. John the Baptist, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Looking around back there in the wilderness, when it got dark, it got dark. Ain't no turn on, no light on. Clap, clap. The lights came on. Oh, no. But you know what? God took care of John the Baptist. He probably had a little campfire there in the name of Jesus, being led in the wilderness. Picture that, people, that God will lead you from here into the wilderness, even though some of us are in the wilderness right about now. But I'll break that down as the Lord leads. And how many of us feel as though we are in the wilderness? We're in that standstill mode in the name of Jesus, because God is dealing with so many of us in the name of Jesus. How many of us really are radical for God? See, so many people say, use me, God. Send me where you want me to go. Where you want me to go? I want you to go in the wilderness. Other than the wilderness, where you want me to go? You just ask God to use you. You just say, God, send me where you want me to go. Be careful the words that you choose. Be careful of the words that's coming out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus, in those days, in the name of Jesus, preaching the word in the wilderness and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do you know God is telling so many of us to be almost like John the Baptist in the name of Jesus? Let people know that the kingdom of God is at hand in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be on no bullhorn. You don't have to be on the street corner, and some of us need to be. God knows, because we are, you know, as the Lord leads in the name of Jesus. You could just sit next to a person, and as we start talking about, I'm going to talk about me, not to boast or brag. I'm nothing without God. I'm nothing without God in the name of Jesus. And you sit next to a person, and all of a sudden the conversation, I turn to, yes, God. You start talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they say, look at this world today. Everything going tipsy-topsy. What is going on? You say, we in the end times, and the kingdom of God is at hand. And they look at you, and they say, you know what, mister? You right. You know what, sir? You right. In the name of Jesus, that's being part of radicalness with God, where you can just not be ashamed of God and say or the Lord Jesus Christ, and say, I know what's going on. The kingdom of God is at hand. Do you know God tell us to tell people that the kingdom of God is at hand? How many people do we really tell when you're sitting next too. I'm a, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I pass the test. I'm going to keep it real. And sometimes I don't. And I ask for repentance in the name of Jesus. God said, look at that woman next to you now. I said, oh, yes, yes, Lord. What you want me to do? What you want me to do, Lord? Just start talking about the goodness of the Lord. Just start talking in the name of Jesus. And I said, they said, good morning. I said, oh, good morning. They said, how you doing? I said, I'm fine in the name of Jesus. They said, girl, did you see the news? I said, oh, Lord, you know what that's all about. They said, what you mean? Not to boast nor brag. I said, child, the kingdom of God is at hand. You know we are living in the last and evil days. You know God said, oh, you a child of God. He said, yeah, See, it all depends on how they answer you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I said, what do the Bible say? He said, when you see these things happening, to look up, to know that you're, yes, God, that the time is drawing nigh in the name of Jesus. They said, you right, miss, you right. You right, but God, I said, I know. God prepared us about all this. He warned us about all this that's happening. Yes, it's a sad situation. We never seen such things. We never heard of such things now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Do you know that God is our provider? He will protect you like he protected John the Baptist in the wilderness. And so many people are starting to, yes, God, be afraid to go to the corner store. I'm going to tell you the truth. None of us know when our time is up. I'm not going to be afraid to go to no corner store now. Nancy need a Pepsi. Nancy going to get her a Pepsi. But before I leave, I'm going to make sure I say a prayer and thank God for his protection before I even leave out. See, people, this is the time to pray in the name of Jesus. And while I'm walking up the street, and you know what I mean, allowing God to use me for his glory in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get what I need to get. Turn around, look right from right to left, left to right, front to back, and going back home. Stay alert. Stay cautious. But don't let the devil win in the name of Jesus. He was crying to the people, repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of Jesus, go on, John the Baptist, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And the third verse said, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Elijah, saying, yes, God, saying in the name of Jesus, saying by the prophet of Elijah, saying the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He was preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make thy way, make his path straight in the name of Jesus. God, John the Baptist was telling him, make your way straight. For straight, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, come and repent from your sins in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I'm getting a little ahead of myself because there's one that's going to come in the name of Jesus, and you got to be ready in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I think some people came out to see John the Baptist. First of all, they wanted to know, who is this voice that we're hearing in the wilderness? You know, in the wilderness, I guess, when John the Baptist spoke, his voice went out so far because it's like an echo when you're in a place. You ever been in a place and it was somewhat, just a few furniture in the household or wherever you might have been, in a museum or wherever it might have been, and you open up your mouth and you can hear your echo. You say, what's that? And that is your voice echoing all around. Oh, Jesus, could you imagine John the Baptist in the wilderness, and they heard his voice afar off in the name of Jesus, saying, repent, crying out to the people in the name of Jesus. He wasn't ashamed to cry out and tell people to come forth and repent in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. I guess a lot of people say, well, why did God lead them in the wilderness? Because that's the place he wanted them to be for such a time as this. That's why he led them there. It's like God will lead you in a place. You say, God, why did I come out? Have you ever went somewhere and you say, God, why did I even come out? Why did I go this way? Why am I in this store? And I was planning on going up to the other store because God had you there for such a time as this. Do you know God has sent you to a department store for one person? One person? Do we pass the test? Do we talk to that person? God said, that one right there with that red on. Go over there and let them know. Let them know now is acceptable time to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That person right there in the red, don't let them walk by you. Don't get them. You got to move fast when God say get them. The devil ain't going to sing it to nobody. Oh, please. Yes, yeah, away from them, not to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, God is a good God, worthy. Repent in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Who is God shaking up today in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior? Maybe somebody asked you to come on with them and pass out, ooh, Jesus, some tracks today. Or maybe somebody say, come on, Noah, we're going to have a gathering today. We're going to get together and eat and then talk about the goodness of the Lord. Or maybe we might open up our Bible and read a little bit and expand on the Word of God. Are you free today? Would you like to come on over? We only going to have a few people over in the name of Jesus. Woo, Jesus. And you already know you're going to be free just for a few hours. And see, God will lead that person to you in the name of Jesus. And now, all of a sudden, see, you already prayed. God, I would like to be around more people, more positive people who's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, so I'm going to test you on that. In the name of Jesus. And then all of a sudden somebody call you up and say, are you free tomorrow? And you say, why, what's up? You say, because we're going to have a few people with your light to come over. I'll even come and pick you up. Now you just ask God to use you and to bring you with more positive people talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And now he's going to give you opportunity. He's going to test you on your word. And the name of Jesus, you say, well, I'm not sure. And then the Holy Spirit said, I think you just asked me that you wanted to be around positive people talking about the goodness of the Lord. The person even going to pick you up. Now, didn't you just ask that? Well, can I call you back? And now you just grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't know why God sent me this way in the name of Jesus. Now just that quick you grieve the Holy Spirit. Because you went against your word just that fast. Help me, help us, God, to be mindful of the words that's coming out of our mouth. Are we really sincere with God? Do we really want to be radical? Do we really want to be used by God in the name of Jesus? Are we just talking the talk? Are we really walking the walk in the name? See, it's easy to talk the talk, but are you living for Christ? Are you sincere for Christ? Ooh, Jesus, are you really? Or are you just talking around people? Jesus, help us all, God. And I'm going to say help us all. I'm not exempt. Shoot, I ain't perfect. Oh, my God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me, God. In the name, because it starts with me. In the name of Jesus. How can I tell you how to live if I'm not living anything? How can I tell you how God can use you if God ain't using me? In the name of Jesus. It starts with me. Starts with me. Let me keep going. I said, first take the mold out of your own eye before you can take the beam out of your brother's eye. It starts with you. It starts with John the Baptist, one person. And he baptized a lot of people. Oh, yes, he did. Some he probably didn't even want to baptize. In the name of Jesus. Let me keep on going. Time, I don't know, time just moving. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to skip over to the fifth verse. That's Matthew's the 3rd volume. It said, then went out to him in Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. They came to John the Baptist quick. Yeah, baptize me for my sins. And I mean, they came all around in the name of Jesus. John the Baptist just baptized 1, 2, 3, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. I don't know what was coming out of his mouth, but they was lined up. They said people was coming all around. First of all, like I said, I think they really wanted to see what John the Baptist looked like. Second of all, they wanted to see this voice. Who was this voice that's crying out? They probably thought it was John, Jesus Christ, which was noted in the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. That's further down in the Word, in the Bible, in the Word, in the name of Jesus. Y'all know the story, in the name of Jesus Christ, but he was baptizing them. Oh, yes, he was. They was confessing their sins. Oh, could you imagine the anointings over John the Baptist? Oh, my God. My God. My God. Oh, so many. They ain't say the numbers of how many people by the Word of God, though. You could tell it was a lot because it was coming from all around. Curious, first of all, some of them. Shoot, I guess we would have been curious too. We heard that voice. Who is that person? I gotta see what they look like. They probably said that about Pastor Bradford, huh? Pastor Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Oh, I gotta meet Pastor Dr. Alfreda. Oh, she's a strong woman, God. Oh, I love the way she breaks down the Word of God. I wanna, oh, Jesus, one day I'm gonna meet her. I wanna meet this young lady in the name of Jesus. I wanna be around her. See, the anointing of God pouring forth people around you. You do know that, don't you? In the name of Jesus. Really, it's God, the Holy Spirit in you. In the name of Jesus. People just love to sit around you, to be in your company. And it's not because of your beauty. In the name of Jesus. God looks at the heart. In the name of Jesus. It is your anointing that draw people to you. In the name of Jesus. And they say, woo! It is something about this young man. It's something about this young lady. I just don't want to leave her. I love sitting with them. I like the wood things that we're talking about. She's not judging no one. She's not criticizing no one. She's not saying things that she shouldn't be saying. In the name of Jesus, she's allowing her, and he's allowing a God to use her for such a time as this. She's speaking all in my life and don't even know it. In the name of Jesus, they feel comfortable around you. You ever seen a person that don't know you? They just want to run up and give you a hug. Well, these days of time, I think they're very leery about that. They'd rather give you a pound. One of my sisters said, girl, give me no pound. You better get away and give me a hug. I said, okay, give me my hug. You just got to be careful. I'm sorry. Now, we got to be wise and not foolish now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Well, let me keep you going, people. I'm at the 6th verse at the 3rd chapter of St. Matthew's. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in the name of Jesus. And were baptized of him and Jordan, confessing their sins. They were confessing their sins to him. Could you imagine somebody coming to you? Well, you know, it's been done to a lot of us, and not the boast or brag. Don't misunderstand me, people. God just uses some of us for such a time as that. Have you ever seen anybody that come sit next to you on the bus or you in the store, and all of a sudden they start telling you all their business? Not nothing. Don't misunderstand me. When I say business, they were just venting to you, and you don't even know them. And God, the Holy Spirit, say, just listen. and you're talking to the Lord, the Holy Spirit, why they talking to you? And the Holy Spirit say, just listen. Listen. They needed someone to tell or to talk to. Just listen. Don't judge them. Don't criticize them. Just listen. See, some people need to just let it out. But they need someone to listen. Just listen to them. And then when they got finished, they say, ooh, ma'am, I don't even know you. Sir, I don't even know you. Please forgive me, but I had to let that out. Can you believe all that I told you? You be like, He said, God, what to say, Lord? He said, ooh, woman, do you mind if I have your name? I want to call a prayer line and mention you on the prayer line. Is that okay? A lot of people say, yes, please do. And they say, oh, I feel so much better. Oh, thank you for being there. Thank you for listening to me. All I needed was someone just to listen. In the name of Jesus. Why do I cry? I do not know. I don't know if I feel someone or maybe somebody on this line needs someone to listen to them. Because they feel like they're at the edge of a depression, or they're at the edge that they just might be all alone, and they really don't know who to trust anymore. And the person that they talk to sometimes is a stranger, because if you say anything, they really don't know who you're talking about. So sometimes God leads them to a stranger, so you won't, if you say anything, they won't even know in the name of Jesus. Sometimes God says, don't say anything. And sometimes when you get home, you say, God, I don't mean to be rude, but with that woman or man, and sometimes I just want you just to listen, not to memorize it, not to put it in a book, or not to call and tell anybody about it. It was just that person was there, and you was there for just the time at that moment. That moment. In the name of Jesus. And they might say, you mind if I come over there and sit with you? Sure, come on. I'm waiting on somebody. Come on over here. Sure, you can sit next to me. Sure. People, I'm going to keep on going. My God, confessing their sins. You know what it's getting done? Oh, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. And it came to me real quickly. They was confessing their sins. To you. To you. You say, well, I ain't worthy of it. None of us are worthy of our gifts and talents what God has given us. But use it. Listen. Confession. Count yourself worthy when somebody comes to you and talk to you and admit to you about past sins. Now, I know God is the God who forgives for sins. Now, we all know that. But sometimes people just need someone to listen to and say, man, I made a mistake with my daughter last night. I made a mistake with my son last night. I said something I shouldn't have said. I made a mistake with my husband, my wife last night. Why did I say what I say? Man, did you think that was right what I said? They already know they're right and wrong. I said, miss, what else, miss? What else is going on? That's all you can say is, what else, ma'am? Yes, sir. And when they get finished, they confess. That's why they feel better. Because they let it all out. Could you imagine confessing to John the Baptist? Let me keep on going. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I'm going to go on down to number 11, y'all. That's St. Matthew 3:11. And indeed, baptize you with the water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Now, you know who you're talking about. You're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. I told you I was going here, there, and there, y'all, because we don't have enough time, and Pastor Bradford might have something she wants to say in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, he is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. In the name of Jesus, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He will was talking about Jesus Christ. He was preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, John the Baptist knew his time was almost up in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. He knew he was out in the wilderness long enough. He knew by the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ was soon to come to him in the name of Jesus. But he was letting people know, oh, no, don't look at me now. I'm baptizing you. You confessing your sins. But one is coming more stronger and mightier than me, who's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire in the name of Jesus. Because, see, they thought John the Baptist was the Lord Jesus Christ. They even asked questions about that because of his anointing, because of his, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, his assignment at that time in the name of Jesus. They never met no one like John the Baptist before in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help me in the name of Jesus. And let's go down to number 13, and that's St. Matthew, the third chapter, the 13th verse. Then came, cometh Jesus from, oh, my God, people, oh, do you feel it? Oh, my God, could you imagine? I know great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. I know Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost live within us. But could you imagine John the Baptist, when he look upon Jesus Christ coming to him, he probably said, what? Wait a minute, let me read that verse again. And then cometh Jesus Christ, then cometh Jesus from Galilee, yes, God, to Jordan, to John, to be baptized of him. My God, could you imagine in the name of Jesus, someone with a high title, like Pastor Dr. Alfreda, or like my Pastor Westfield, could you imagine them coming to you in the name of Jesus, and you heard all about them, you heard about their anointings, people were talking about them all around, and they were baptizing. And then all of a sudden you see them coming to you. John the Baptist, who was preparing the way for Jesus Christ, came to him. To John the Baptist. Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, walking up to him. Oh, Lord, his eyes probably was open. He probably said, oh, my God, Jesus Christ coming to me. I'm not even worthy of it. I'm not even worthy. Okay, let me keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. In the name of Jesus. But John forbid him, saying, I am need to be baptized of thee. And cometh thou to me? Me? No, you need to be baptized in me. Oh, my God. He was preparing the way for Jesus Christ, but he didn't even think he was worthy. Worthy to be in the presence of God, Jesus. Worthy to baptize the whole, oh, God, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I don't think none of us would feel that way, would you? It would be prideful. You say, come on, come on, Jesus, come on up here. And you just sit right here. I'm going to baptize you right now in the name of a. Oh, that's pridefulness. See, they knew, God knew who he selected. Somebody was going to be humble. Humble in the presence of his son. Humble. Now, that's humbleness. It's a lot you could get from this word, I tell you. But let me keep going. And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be. So now for then. For thou, yeah, I'm looking through this class here. I'm almost done, y'all. And to thou, it became us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, oh my God, just to be in a presence to see that, just to see that little bit. my God. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. My God. At the baptism, Jesus Christ rose from the water. And lo, a descendant, something shaped like a dove, the presence of the Holy Ghost, comes from heaven and entered into God's Son, only Son. And he said, a voice came from heaven saying he was well pleased in whom he was. And he said, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. My God. John the Baptist's assignment, he knew was over. He knew right then and there. But before his assignment was over, he baptized the true one only Savior of this world, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People before, hallelujah, hallelujah. Have you been baptized by the water? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Would you like to receive him today? For God said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead, he shall be saved. But I have one sinner prayer. Would you like to receive him with the sincerity of your heart today? Today is an acceptable time to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready to receive him today? In Jesus' name. All you have to say out of the sincerity of your heart, the sincerity of your heart, all you have to say, repeat after me, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died and rose again from the dead on the third day. And I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. That's it. But you got to believe it. For those that receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for drawing them closer to you even more strongly. Help them to be under a tutor or go to a church that they will grow in your word, God. In the name of Jesus, become radical for you, God, to be used by you, God. Thank you for taking away all righteousness to bring forth righteousness. And when they fall, God, help them to get back up again to ask for repentance and keep on keeping on. Because the time is drawing nigh, God. Thank you for receiving them. Thank you for putting their name in the Lamb's Book of Life, God. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to, yes, God, to bring forth your word in the name of Jesus and to be used by you. Thank you, Pastor Dr. Alfreda, for using me for such a time as this. I love each and every one of you in the name of Jesus, for Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. Everyone, may you have a blessed, safe, joyful day. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to tell someone today, guess what? I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Don't be ashamed to tell someone today. Let's get radical for Jesus. Amen. Ooh.
Amen.
Back to you.
Amen.
I'm sorry,
amen. Amen.
Woo, I got to take a second wind. Bye.
Amen. 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 We want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God as it has come forth today. Amen. On John the Baptist. Amen. And we want to thank God for using you, sister. Amen. Because, amen, I never really saw it until God used you. It's amazing how we don't see some things until the Lord shows us. And God used you today to show me. I don't know what everybody else's takeaway was, But John's assignment was in the wilderness. His wilderness experience, his wilderness season, but that was his assignment. We get in the wilderness and we want to run out the wilderness. You know what I mean? We begging God, pleading with God, amen, touching and agreeing with everybody, get me out this wilderness. But we see here that his assignment, amen, was in the wilderness. My God, baptize our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It don't get no better than that. It don't get no better than that. As you said, it was over after that. He had did what the Lord had called him to do. Shortly thereafter, he baptized Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We know that John the Baptist, glory be to God, was beheaded for telling the truth. We talked about that yesterday. Sometimes you got to die for the truth. Glory be to God. I forgot who said it. I got my notes right here. Glory be to God. He for telling the truth, he was beheaded. Glory be to God. This man was radical. He was not ashamed. He looked for opportunities in the wilderness. Opportunities. Amen. Warning people to turn. Warning people. Letting them know. Amen. The kingdom of God is at hand. In the wilderness. Not in luxury. Not in the penthouse. Not in his Mercedes Benz. My God. Oh, my God. His voice. Amen. You talked about our voice in the wilderness, our echo in the wilderness. Oh, my God. Beloved, amen. Look, we live in this world right here, the turmoil this world is in, you might as well consider that to be the wilderness. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But that was his assignment. We want to pick and choose where we want God to send us. We want to tell God our assignment. God said, no, I'm going to tell you yours. No, we wrestling with God. As you shared, Nancy, in your word, we wrestling with God. We only want to do what we want to do and only want to go where we want to go. And only want to say what we want to say. But what if you was created, amen, for a wilderness assignment? Huh? My God, let me tell you something, baby. It's a blessing in the wilderness. Thank you, Evangelist Nancy. It's a blessing in the wilderness. See, we want to look at the wilderness as a curse. The wilderness was a blessing. John the Baptist baptized Jesus. It don't get no better than that, baby. It don't get no better than that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know they just mourn for the queens, 2 weeks mourning, 3 weeks mourning, all that, amen, for the Queen of England. Baby girl, you baptizing Jesus, you walking with Jesus. It's a blessing. Wherever Jesus is, it's the blessing, beloved, even in the wilderness. You have broke this wilderness thing down, Evangelist Nancy. You took this to a different level today. Oh, you done show me some things. Hallelujah. Here. Some different things for me to meditate on. You have increased our capacity to receive today with this wilderness breakdown, how the Holy Ghost used you. Amen, hallelujah, to break down this wilderness thing. Beloved, every step we take is a blessing, even if you're walking through the wilderness, because he's leading you. Woo, my God. Okay, let me stop right here. You know, started something. Amen. The wilderness experience. John the Baptist. Doing the will of the Lord. Doing the will of the Lord. And look how he went out. Beloved, only what we do for Christ gonna last. I don't care if you live to be 33 and a half years old like Jesus was. I don't care if you live to be 17 or 71 or 125. I don't care if you live to be 200, 1,000 years as Methuselah. Beloved, let me tell you something. 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is 1,000 years. The bottom line is this. Only what you do for Christ gonna last. to rejoice in your wilderness. Oh, good Sister Nancy. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I like when you said after you witness to people, don't come back, amen, and meditate on it, amen, and put it in a book. I thought that was funny, but it's true. Oh, glory be to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, God, the wilderness. I'll echo in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Another thing you said, amen, hallelujah, you said, which was the word of wisdom. As you said, stay alert, stay cautious, amen, as we go out, amen, but don't let the devil win. You just said so many things as usual, amen. We just want to thank God for the Spirit of God speaking through you. Beloved, rejoice in the wilderness. Stop crying. Stop walking around in circles in the wilderness like the Israelites for 40 years on a 10-day journey. Stay focused in the wilderness and do God's will, because he going to pay you and he going to see you through it. But, beloved, and I'm finished answering. You done stirred up something here, but I'm just thinking here because I'm meditating on your message this morning, and I go back and listen to it again. But, beloved, but I would rather be in the wilderness with God, God's spirit, and God's angels than to be out the wilderness. Huh? Somewhere else, living up, amen, glory be to God, with the bling bling and all that, and think you got it going on, and God ain't there. As y'all heard me say a number of times, I would rather live on a street corner in a cardboard box where God is, as opposed to living somewhere else, amen, and where God is not. The bottom line is this, beloved. John the Baptist was where he needed to be. What about you? What about you? Have we accepted our assignment? Have we told the Lord yes? And let God put us where we need to be. My God, Jesus. All right. Thank you, 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 thank you. That reminds me of Bishop Lambert, amen, glory be to God, who's first tutoring us and all the pastors and all, and he said something, amen, which we all need to do, and this message has confirmed today, beloved, we need to ask God where he wants us and get your peace back. God, where would you have me to be? Where would you have me to serve, Father? Thought we tossing and turning, divided, there, don't have no peace. Why? Because you trying to do what you want to do instead of finding out what it is the Lord wants you to do. Yeah, the devil's a liar. I ain't in the wilderness. Oh, really? The will of God for the glory of God. Old John was beheaded, but it don't make no difference, baby, because when they cut his head off, 2 seconds later, he had it again because he was living in the spirit. They thought they killed him. They ain't killed nobody. You can kill the body. You can't kill the soul. Amen. John the Baptist was looking down with them with that axe in their hand. He was looking at them. Thank you. Woo, hallelujah. Why? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. He said, you did me a favor. Hallelujah. God bless you, evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praised. All right.
Hey, God bless you. Pastor Bradford, you just said something real quick, because I know you got, you know, when you were saying John the Baptist was beheaded, of course, everybody knows the story, but I love it when you give me nitbits too after I finish the word of God, because it's all about inquiry. But you know, I can imagine John the Baptist, before they cut off his head, he probably say, repent, repent. You better repent before you cut
yes.
my head off.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Oh, that
with
was
you.
Just coming. I just had to say that. I'm clicking off.
Because you best believe he wasn't there pleading for his life. You best believe he wasn't there compromising, said, you know what, y'all? No, Jesus, no, he a phony. No, he wasn't trying to wiggle out. He wasn't denying Jesus. Oh, no, I agree with you. That bold soldier, he said, wait a minute, right, repent. Before you let the axe down, I got any last words? Any last words, John? Yeah, I got some last words. Repent. I can see it. I can see it. Oh, my God, my God. And God said, if we do not be, if we are ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of us. Beloved, look here. That's a good point there. I love it. I love it. I sanctified imagination because you know something went down. So we might as well use our sanctified imaginations to encourage us. Glory be to God. Beloved, this is my philosophy in life. Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. It's only one way we're going to get to heaven, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to leave, amen, this body. It's appointed unto man a season to be born, a season to be died. What keeps me focused and keeps me going, beloved, and you need to get something to keep you focused and keep you going. My thing is this. You're going to die anyhow. You're going to die if you live for Jesus. You're going to die if you don't live for Jesus. You're going to die if you confess Jesus. You're going to die if you don't. You're going to die if you are ashamed of Jesus or if you're not ashamed of Jesus. You're going to die if you serve him or if you don't serve him. You're going to die. Not if you die, when you die. People don't even want to talk about death like you're putting a curse on. I don't talk about death. You ain't bringing no curse on me. No, baby, you got to deal with this right now because it's a reality. So since we gonna die anyhow one day, why not live for Jesus? If you got to die, why not die for Jesus? Can you think of anybody better? Since you're gonna die anyhow, don't you want to go out doing it God's way? Huh? Answer that. Thank God for the wilderness of spirit. Oh, where can you go, Minister Nancy? Since you're going to die anyhow, and if it's God's will for you to be in the wilderness, don't you want to die in the wilderness for Jesus, with Jesus? As opposed to trying to wiggle your way out so you can look good? Huh? Showing off, boasting, see? It's nothing wrong with being on the other side because there's a work on the other side of the wilderness, but is that your assignment for this season? Saints, stop trying to be who God hasn't called you to be and stop trying to do what God hasn't called you to do. Every good work is not a God work. You out of your season. You're out of your timing. You're out of your position. Get in line. Hallelujah. Nancy, you said so much, and you said when John the Baptist baptized Jesus, amen, the Spirit said, this is my beloved son, and this is the part that I really heard this morning, in whom I am well pleased. What is God saying about you, and what is God saying about me? Amen. All right, there you go, y'all. This is lovely. This service today, this service all week, my God, got us pumped up, fired up, like fire shut up in our bones. That's what the word of God to do, because the word of God is a consuming fire. It is a consuming fire. We bless the Lord. Amen. For Evangelist Nancy, and to God be praised. Hallelujah. All right, saints, I'm trying to focus now. I'm telling you, I'm high up in the spirit. I'm drunk, intoxicated. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me see. Okay, we want to give a shout out to Pastor Westfield. Amen. Her birthday, official birthday, is tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. The 25th of September, we're going to get a shout out to my mama. Amen. In Jesus' name, and to God be praise, glory, and honor. Okay. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock here on Internet Radio, and then at 9 o'clock on social media, all the social media platforms, Sunday at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name. Woo! Lord, hey, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, well, Can Pastor West, can Pastor Bradford get a get some personal a personal life? A personal, he said, I am your personal life. And guess what, beloved? I'm happy about it because I don't see nobody else. Amen. I don't even want nobody else. There is nobody else. And left Jesus at first, though, nothing else matter. When you put Jesus first, amen, hallelujah, he'll give you everything else you need. Hallelujah. And you don't need a whole lot of time with it. Hey, my God, Jesus have mercy. Beloved, God can do in 1 minute, amen, what some people haven't been able to accomplish in a lifetime when you let God do it. All right, we want to thank all of the warriors. Thank you so much for serving this week. God bless you. God bless you name by name, one by one. Amen. Holding down that altar of prayer this week. God bless you. We pray the blessings of God on you. Thanking God for our Wednesday night Bible study. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the lessons that came out of that. Thanking God for meeting us all this week at 5 a.m. on our social media platforms. The strength and the endurance. Amen, beloved. All of you that are there touching and agreeing with me. I talked to some people yesterday. They shaking their head. They just don't believe we up 5 o'clock in the morning doing the work of the Lord. And they said, well, if you're up at 5 o'clock, that means you got to get up before 5 o'clock and get dressed and get ready. I said, yeah, I know. They are amazed. They are so amazed. Amen. And those of you that are there touching and agreeing every morning, I'm not there by myself. Amen. Glory be to God. They so amazed. We got their attention. They listening to what we got to say just because we showing up. God moves in mysterious ways, as our evangelist Nancy, amen, just shared with us on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God for every message that came forth this week, how God used each and every one of you. Glory be to God. The praise party last night, thanking God, amen, for how he used each and every one of you. Amen. We just grateful. God is just doing a wonderful thing. Beloved, we're living in the worst of times, but the best of times. We're living in the end of times. Amen. Hallelujah. The beginning of sorrow, which is now the end of sorrow. Our life, this world is indeed in turmoil, but guess what? With sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. So as we close this week, beloved, remember, amen, hallelujah, you are a voice in the wilderness. Amen, in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I had to repent because I had to go out yesterday, and I decided to get a little exercise. So I walked. I caught an Uber there, and the bus wasn't coming, amen, for me to come home. I said, you know what? Let me get some exercising in. I'm sure my family, my girls would be proud of me. So it was like about a 8-block walk, something like that. But as I was walking by, it was this guy, and he owned the barbershop. He worked at the barbershop, and I looked in the barbershop, and as I was walking by, nobody was in the barbershop. It was empty because it was like, you know, in the middle of the day. But he was sitting on the bench, and you could tell something was on his mind. I spoke to him. He spoke to me, but I kept walking. But then after I did, I had to repent. I asked God to forgive me. I said, God, because maybe I should have, you know what I mean? You don't like being out there by yourself on the street corner and all that and all that. But you know what? But I said, maybe I should have just stopped and had a conversation with this man. But I didn't. And so I asked God to forgive me. But guess what? Amen. I'm asking God, if I missed it, send me back. Send me back in the wilderness. Send me back. Amen. And let me do. Hey, maybe that's why I was walking, because I don't be walking nowhere. I need to walk. I don't be walking nowhere. Glory be to God. But it was such a beautiful day yesterday. Amen. And I was walking. And I think that's what the Lord, that was my assignment. So I might have missed that one, but he saw the glory go by. Amen. Hallelujah. But guess what? The glory coming back. Amen. I'm going to find that man and see what it is the Lord would have me to do. Amen, beloved. Be sensitive. Be sensitive. Amen. To what God is doing and what God is saying. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it. It's been a full week, a complete week. Amen. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, to God be all the honor. Thank God for the call of salvation. We want to thank God for all the souls that gave their life to Christ this week. Amen. All the backsliders reclaimed. Amen. Glory. We some working people over here. We some working people. Last night I was talking to my mother. Amen. I was at her house. Amen. And it was, I said, Mommy, I got to go upstairs at 9 o'clock. I said, I got to open up the prayer for our praise party. I like to open it up in prayer. And she said, oh, she started apologizing because I was at her house celebrating her during our praise time. I said, oh, no. Come on. We got to keep everything in balance. Everything's important. Amen. So as we was wrapping things up, the prayer line was still on and our people had left. And it was just the two of us and three of us there. And I turned it on speaker. Amen. So she heard the piece. She heard. She said, who that? I said, oh, that's Evangelist Jackson right there. And then, who that? I said, she said, that's my girl Hattie. I said, yeah, that's your girl Hattie. Glory be to God. And she was listening in, and she said, Frieda, these are a group of faithful people. I said, I know you're right. I said, it's a blessing, Ma. She said, how often y'all do this? I said, every other Friday night, Minister Joanne come in and lit it up. And she was just mesmerized, you know what I mean, at the faithfulness. Amen, of us in this part of the vineyard, how we here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, we just get it going in. If we ain't in the front, we in the middle, we in the back, we somewhere there. Amen, glory be to God. And she just was just mesmerized. Amen, hallelujah. And so we just want to thank God. Amen, we want to thank God. Hallelujah. I spoke with Bishop Lambert last week. Amen. Look, beloved, we're not talking about it, we being about it. And if we remain faith, amen, then God's going to keep, amen, doing what God, when we take care of God's business, God's going to take care of us. So I want to say that I appreciate each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue to serve the Lord, amen, preaching the gospel, amen, teaching the gospel, singing the gospel, living the gospel, amen, our voice being released in the wilderness, Evangelist Nancy. God bless you. Amen. What a way to wrap up the week. All right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay. Father God, we say thank you. Evangelist Nancy, the Holy Spirit is leading me, amen, to have you to close us out. Amen, please. Amen, if you will. God bless you.
To God be the glory. And God's an awesome God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we thank you, God, for forgiving us for our sins. Thank you for Pastor Dr. Alfreda, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Pastor Bradford. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for every listening ear, God, as Pastor Bradford already said, God, and for those that already received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Help them not to give up. Help them not to sell out. Help them to know, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, even though the Satan is going to come and tell them that they're not saved. Help them say, Satan, get thee behind me, because I believe in the Word of God. Thank you for how you've been using Pastor Dr. Alfred for such a time as this. Thank you for how you use it, all of us, leading us to our destiny. And yes, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, God, with what we do it to please you, not to be a man pleaser, but be a God pleaser. Thank you, God, for this prayer line. Thank you, God, how you use it, Pastor Bradford, for such a time as this. We just want to say thank you for each and every one in this prayer line. May this day be a fruitful day for them, God. Help them to continue to be radical for you, or either thank you for them to start being radical for you. Remembering, it's not about us. It's all about you. And I love Pastor Bradford. I love it when she give me nit tips as I finish the Word of God, because there's always growth in the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, because she helps me and my pastor and so many others to bring me to my destiny. I love each and every one of you. Keep your head up, not down, because we are not defeated. We have the victory in Jesus' name. I love you all. Amen.
Amen and amen. And iron sharpens iron. Amen. And we want to bless God for the blessing in the wilderness. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God bless everyone of you. The blessing in the wilderness. My God. The blessing in the wilderness. God bless
you. Amen. That's a message.
Yeah, that is the message. That's a book. That's a movie.
You are something. No, you right.
It is. The blessing in the wilderness. The blessing in the wilderness.
That's
Amen.
Powerful.
Then we're going to make sure you get some royalties. Amen. In Jesus'
Ooh,
name.
It's starting.
That's probably be the name of my next book. I might start it this weekend. My God, the blessing in the wilderness. My God. All right, y'all. Amen. Love you. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Have a blessed weekend. Amen. And whatever you do, amen, keep Jesus on your mind. See you tomorrow, Lord's willing. God bless.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
But your grace was strong enough to pick us up.